Their house was in a lonely place, half a mile from the village, and of course they expected to find it dark and deserted. But when they reached the yard, to their surprise they found every window lighted. A great fire, also, had been built in the fireplace, and sparks were flying from the big chimney, sprinkling the yard with ashes.
"Somebody has started too big a fire,"
said Joseph anxiously as he caught sight of the house.
"Oh dear, maybe Mother has come home from her visit and will be worried because we are so late,"
cried Priscilla, a little frightened.
"Not much chance of that,"
answered Joseph, who was a little ahead.
"Look, the yard is full of horses. That means soldiers. But friends or enemies, I can't tell which. Let's creep up to the house and find out. Hold your bundles of leaves in front of your face, and if anybody comes near, just stand still where you are. I'm sure we'll be safe. They'll think we're bushes, or Christmas trees, perhaps."
Priscilla giggled a little at that and forgot to be afraid as she crept along behind Joseph, until they were near enough to see the man inside the house. The enemy's plans are discovered.
"They are British!"
cried Joseph as he caught sight of their redcoats.
"What do you suppose they're doing here? I wish I could find out. The men outdoors are, of course, only common soldiers, and they would not know. But the leaders are probably talking over their plans in the room there by the fire."
"Perhaps we can find out what they are saying if we creep around to the back of the house,"
suggested Priscilla.
"You know, Father built an extra door to the Dutch oven there to make it easier to rake out the ashes. If you climb into the oven, you can hear everything that is said in the room."
"Hooray!"
cried Joseph softly.
"You're a bright girl to think of a plan like that. I'd forgotten all about the outside door to the oven."
And he began to move quietly toward the house with Priscilla close behind him.